Look, our next guest is someone that is synonymous with pool and water safety, particularly when kids are concerned. His name is Laurie Lawrence, and he's going to talk to us about the water safety app called Kids Alive. But he did have a whole other life before that. He was a coach, a swimming coach, and in 1988, he took Australian swimmer Duncan Armstrong all the way to the Seoul Olympics and won just a couple of races and set a world record. If you had not seen for a while, if you can't remember how Laurie reacted to that win, here's a little sneak peek from the Seoul Olympics in 1988.
How do you feel, Laurie?
We did it again,
mate.
Hey. We did it again. Lucky lane six. Lucky lane six.
Talk now, mate. How do you feel?
Mate, we just beat 3 world record holders. How do you think I feel?
Mate, inside, I reckon you knew he was going to do that.
Mate, what do you think we come here for? Silver? Stuff the silver. We come for the gold. What do you think we come for?
Laurie, good morning. I'm sure that brings back a few memories from you from 1988. Uh-huh.
Yeah, thanks very much for replaying that.
Just thought I'd spring that on you completely by surprise. Does it take you all the way back to Seoul?
It does, mate. It takes me not only back to Seoul, where I thought I was a superstar, but it takes me back to the day I came home thinking I'm a superstar, and my wife said to me, Laurie, take the garbage out.
Of course she did.
Yeah, of course you did, mate.
So that put things in perspective for you, that's for sure. But look, it was a great moment in Australia's sporting history, and we do remember it well. Do you miss those days?
Yeah, I loved coaching, mate. I loved coaching. But I love what I'm doing now too, because I'm basically working with young kids and working in the water safety area. And I've just been an educationalist all my life. I'm a chalky and old school teacher, physical education teacher, and it's all about communication and speaking and communicating in different ways to people, you know.
Well, I think since then you have found a way to get that message out in terms of kid safety, and that's kind of what we're going to be talking about this morning with the Kids Alive water safety app. Now, for those who aren't familiar with it, can you explain, Laurie, how the app works?
Okay, so the app is Kids Alive Do the Five. Once you go on, you'll get a nice Kids Alive photo on the front. But then up in the top left-hand corner, there's a menu. And once you hit that menu, that takes you virtually everywhere, mate. You've got stuff for parents to go and see. What are the dangers? You've got songs for kids. You've got animated cartoons. You've got stories, animated cartoon stories. You've got books. And it's all there for the kids to flick through and listen to and learn. And sing. Because kids learn through rhyme and song. We've put quite a lot of songs and video clips on there. So the kids will be entertained, but also learn.
Great to see that that's, of course, how they do get the message these days through the electronic gear. Now, look, we know that a dreadful accident around a swimming pool around the water can happen so quickly. I sort of shared with you before we came on that when I was about 4, I nearly dipped into my uncle and auntie's pool and I got quite a roasting from him at the time. He would not remember it, but it can happen so quickly. Do you think with the decades now of that message getting out there that we are becoming better aware of water safety, or are we just not quite there yet?
Well, we're aware of it, but because the drowning stats have come down. They've come down from 63 to 29 last year. But we were down to 21. And so to go from 21 a year, kids under 5 drowning, to 29, that's dreadful.
Very sad.
So you've got to keep pushing the message. The minute you take your foot off the accelerator is the minute some kid drowns or the minute someone forgets and doesn't say, hey, where's Jack, or who's looking after the baby, or is the pool gate open, or do we have a magna latch on our fence this summer? All those sorts of questions have got to be front of mind all the time, you know.
They really do. And, of course, with summer just around the corner, we'll all be hitting the beaches, the pool or the lake. And great timely message. And thank you for spending a little bit of that with us this morning, Laurie.
No, it's my pleasure, mate. It's just part of the Kids Alive to the Five program.
Absolutely.
As I always say, fence the pool, shut the gate, teach your kids to swim. It's great.
And that's
watch your mate and learn how to resuscitate.
That's what we were waiting for.
There we go.
Thanks, Laurie. Thanks for sharing that message this morning.
Thanks, mate.
All righty. And we do, in fact, have a link to the Kids Alive Water Safety app at 2NURFM.com on the Morning Show page. And if you'd like to relive Laurie's moment at the Seoul 88 Olympics, you can find that there as well.